Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. LaShawn Shady McCoy joining us at 3:30. We will get back to the conversation about Nick Sirianni in a moment, but if you're going to be the official Flyers show in Philadelphia, you can't ignore Flyers in 50.
We would never.
And joining us is the one and only Broads, Hunter Brody. What's up, Broads?
What's up? How we feeling? I'm just so proud of the fan base that went down to the barn on Saturday night, because without that energy, Sunday's crowd wouldn't have happened. We got to make sure that the Fly guys get all the love that they deserve for the intense, harsh criticism of Gauthier. I think that really did roll over into Sunday's outing. What do you think?
You think the booing of Cutter Gauthier is what caused the great crowd at the Eagles playoff game?
That is correct.
It's part of it.
Jack, hit his thing.
Okay.
All right.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Doing it. Turn it down.
Start talking.
I have two things to say before I get into anything hot.
All right.
Go ahead, Broads.
All right. Stop it, Jack. All right. We'll start it again. Fine. Go ahead, Broads. But your first thing was about the Flyers.
I know.
All right.
I have two things to get off my chest. One, I have an issue with the show.
Classic.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Hold on. When Shady communicated with whoever about joining the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody mention that 3:30 is normally my slot?
Yeah, we're actually going to do Flyers in 50 with Shady at 3:30, too. He's got a lot of Meechkoff takes.
Spike, people are wired to tune in at 3:30 strictly for me. And they are going to be devastated when they find out it's LaShawn McCoy instead of us breaking down what happened on the ice.
That's fair.
Yeah,
so did anybody mention, hey, Shady, we love you, but can we move you around a little bit? Because Broads has to pop on and do his thing.
Yeah, you're right. In this week of an Eagles playoff game, when people tune in and hear one of the greatest Eagles of all time talking about that game, they will be disappointed they don't hear your one-minute segment on the Flyers.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. That's trying to make sure, yeah. So we'll be more considerate next time.
Uh-huh. Right. How do we turn you into a Hurts guy? Because I keep hearing all this Sirianni guy, he wins, good culture, his attitude's great. Well, what about our quarterback, Spike?
Because he's a bum.
You don't think he brings that?
Well, I think he has a different job than Nick Sirianni. I think Nick Sirianni does his job better than Jalen does his job.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Grow up? Stick to hockey.
They both do a good job.
Here's what I would say, bro. This is the same stuff I went through with Ben. I'm just going to ask you one question. If we weren't talking about Jalen, we were just two guys at the bar, and I was like, hey, describe what a quarterback does. What is the first thing you would say?
Win football.
No, you're lying. If you were describing it to somebody, you would say he throws the ball to people. And I don't think he's that good at throwing.
You are disgusting.
Now hit his stud. Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Saturday was electric. Cutter Gauthier sucks. He folded under pressure. That crowd was incredible. Hockey matters here, damn it. Hockey matters. We need to get it back to that. You have Konechny chirping, getting into his face, saying let's fight. You got Scott Laughton throwing him the stinky glove and putting his glove into his face after the whistle. He wanted nothing to do with it, and it was outstanding. That was one of the best Flyers crowd I can remember. Highly anticipated and probably over-delivered. That was great. I need it in my bones every single time I throw on a Flyers game. So how do we get there again? I don't know. But it was a starting point. No, and at least it's still there in the blood of Flyers fans. Last night, lost in Columbus in a shootout.
Yeah, who cares?
Noah Cates. Impressive goal against Florida.
All right. Now, hold on real quick before you go. Why is Torts being so weird about the cutter thing?
I don't know. That's a great question. He's trying to downplay it, even though he knows that Cutter Gauthier is a you-know-what. You know? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Come on, Torts.
I know. Torts is playing the card that he feels is necessary, I think, to protect the player. But why do we care about protecting him?
Yeah. Man up, Torts.
He's not a Flyer. You know?
Yeah, get the fans what they want.
Yes.
Yeah, he stuck his nose up at the Flyers organization.
And you know what?
That's right.
It just shows, that great crowd shows that we are in Philadelphia. I don't even care that it is post Super Bowl win. We are motivated best with hate. We love winning. We love cheering. But you give us somebody to hate, you know, you could put J.D. Drew in the middle of a baseball game right now, and that crowd would boo him like it was the day that he has to leave here.
I believe that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you feel the same way about our quarterback. So it is.
I don't hate Jalen. I don't hate Jalen. Well, I just don't think he's that good. So. Whenever. It is what
when we win the Super Bowl, it's going to be lovely. Me and Ike are going to sit here. I might be on the float, and me and Ike are just going to be celebrating with Jalen.
That's
and
right.
You and Jack and all the kids are going to be first row trying to get pictures of us.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be as fun. We ride by.
You got to try to talk underground hip hop with Jalen on the float.
What's the underground? It was never really. First off, he's the Anita Bakersman.
Yeah, he is.
He's an old soul. I don't even know if he listens to real.
Yeah. How do you go Anita Baker before a big playoff game? The hell is that?
Well,
thank God we won that game, so we don't hold that against him. Yeah, we don't necessarily hold it against him.
Some guys read books. Some guys listen to Anita Baker. Whatever,
that's true.
Whatever motivates you, you know. Broads, when are you on again, WIP?
Tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
All right. We'll be listening. You can follow Broads.
No, you won't.
Too late. But
telling people we will.
Yeah. You at home will be listening. So, all right, Broads. We appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, talk to you.
There he is, Broads. Hunter Brody. You can follow him on Twitter at Broads.
Broads.
81. I love Broads. Broads coming.
He's a little chesty.
Yeah, he was. Well, he always is. I was a little, I think, maybe I was conflicted about the cutter thing because the Flyers aren't. It feels better when the team's good, I think, than when it's bad, you know. But
why didn't he come?
Because he didn't want to be here.
Just didn't
want
to play in Philly.
Yeah, I think.
Was it the coach?
I don't know.
Just didn't want to play for the organization.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I ask Broads?
Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of felt like you'd had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
I didn't want to start asking my own probing questions, like, what's going on?
It was 6 minutes.
Yeah. See, look at y'all. Y'all like, 6 minutes. That was long.
Flyers in 50.
Yeah,
you know?
50, yeah.
Not 50
I like
minutes.
Listening to Broads.
Yeah,
man.
I love listening to Broads. Love listening to Broads. All right, are you a Nick guy? Are you just warming up? Are you ready to jump off? Or are you down with Nick? 215-592-9494. Louie, Nebraska. You're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
Spike.
Yes.
Unk. And the dope behind the glass. How y'all feeling today?
Oh,
that's the kind of greeting I like to hear.
I got to bring some professionalism to the show. And this is my boy, right? Me and Jack, we go way back. But gosh dang, I mean, your father would call him a dope, Spike.
Wait, would call who?
Me a dope.
Oh, Jack, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we so, we're such a society where I need to see things, I need it glitter, I need to, you know, shine off the sun. Like, we keep forgetting about results, okay? You got entrepreneurs on your show who listen and tune in. If the business is not making money, that's a failed business. Who cares how great the patio scenery is or the vibe, okay? You have to understand that results matter, statistics matter. And the coach results are the best in the history of the league. The history, Jack, can you hear me? Can you hear me back there? Do you have your headphones in? The history of the league, guys. And listen, Kellen Moore, while he might be a great offensive coordinator, might be what for a head coach, he wouldn't be my head coach, right? Dak would be a better quarterback if he listened to Kellen Moore. So I don't think it's Kellen Moore who's helping Jalen. I think it's our coach, Nick Sirianni. Okay? Nick Sirianni's helping Jalen not turn the ball over. Now, listen, I know last season was an abysmal year, okay? But you have to see that the leadership that he has, not only with the players, but with his coaches as well. And the good book, Ike, says that there is some wisdom in a multitude of counsel. So just because he's not a offensive coach or a defensive coach, he hires guys that are head coaches, especially specifically in their field. So that's why everybody should be a Nick.
Louis, did you just quote the Bible?
You know, that's what I do. I talk to everybody in the show, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I bring Guns N' Roses to you,
yep.
My big unk, okay? I know he goes to church regularly, had to speak to him.
And not as regular as they want.
And got to talk to the dope behind the glass.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So statistics don't lie, right? So if I were to bring up, you've been a regular Jalen defender, if I were to bring up statistics with him, do they lie or are you just going to go with wins?
Well, here's the thing, because you say I don't have depth in my call. So let me give you some facts here.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts has the second highest completion rating of his career this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has the 150.
I don't care.
What you say?
No, that was dumb.
No, I said I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
He has 150 attempts, passing attempts than last year because he has a 2,000 yard running back. Okay. His passer rating is the second highest since the Super Bowl. So you guys have to understand, just because it's not flashy, and I know Jack's a dad, right? You buy toys to keep your kids occupied. That's what we need to do for fans like Jack. You need to pass for 5,000 yards in a single game, even if you throw for 10 interceptions and you win by 10 points. Well, look at Jalen.
No, but he's actively. But he's, the difference is he's actively holding back the offense. That's the difference between the passing
okay.
game.
Jack, I said to you this yesterday at Fritz at 6. If you have a great swing, but you're hitting balls in the water and making triple.
Yes, you're talking about my golf game. Yes, I know.
That's not good. So who cares what your swing looks like? Does it produce results? Because like I said, all my golf fans out there.
And Jim like Pierce I told you, you like can't win tournaments shooting bogeys.
I understand that, but he gets it done. He gets it done. Look at his quarterback.
But if they lost on Sunday, you would not have said he got it done. He was not good enough on Sunday.
But they didn't lose, Jack.
But no. Was he good enough on Sunday?
Jack, he got it done.
No, he did not. He did not. This is what people need to get through their freaking skulls, is that he did not. He did not. Say he didn't play well.
Say
he didn't play well.
Just hear me out.
I'm trying.
Tiger was in 09 at the PGA Championship. He thought he was going to beat Wai Yang by a ton. Yes, I'm on the conference call.
You're not on the conference call. You're on a radio station, Louis. Why are you lying to people around
you? You're a liar. We can't even trust you now, brother.
Listen,
all right. I'm on a conference call.
Okay?
We got to end it there. That was perfect. We can't top that, Louis. Louis, we can't.
Louis adding depth to his calls.
Yeah, we can't top it. You tell a coworker you're on a conference call.
He's in the middle.
Because you were cooking, but he did play well enough to win.
What? Because they won.
Well, yeah.
I know. I know they won the game. I don't think.
And he played well enough for them to win.
I don't think he played well enough for them to. He physically was out there playing football. I agree.
Okay.
But I don't think he played well.
He played well enough.
Of course, fine.
To win.
Do you think he played well on Sunday?
Yes.
Because why?
Because he threw two touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over, right? He's coming off of, 3 weeks of not playing? He played as well as I expected him to play. Put it that way. See, that's the thing. I know what you're saying when you're saying he didn't. You're basically saying nothing he did Sunday impressed you. So he didn't play that well to you. I get that. It's a subjective thing. So it's not like there's one right answer. I'm just saying for those of us who may have, and I'm more in the camp of I've sort of lowered my expectations, so now I'm not looking to be impressed as much. I'm more or less looking to see, don't hinder us from winning. And if we get in a position, which we haven't been very often, but if we happen to get into the position this Sunday, or if we're fortunate enough to win and we're in that position next Sunday in the Super Bowl, to where he has to step up and make plays late in the game or what have you, then I'm going to have to judge him based on whether or not he was capable of doing it in that moment. Right? But there's a difference between saying he can't do it and he hasn't done it. Well, it hasn't been needed of him to do yet. Would you agree with that? Like, it hasn't been needed for him to do.
Yeah, the reason I would disagree, I'm somewhere in between you two, in that I also am like, from an expectation thing, I'm just like, well, I know what I'm not going to see. So I'm judging him on a Jalen scale at this right. point, as opposed to an all quarterback
right.
play scale.
Yeah.
Where I would disagree with you is, and this is what some people say is, well, they don't need him to. And I'm just like,
well, they didn't need him to Sunday.
Yes, but my position on, look, he's capable of what he's capable of, but mm-hmm. my position would be you always need to score points. Like, you always need a good offense. You always need, but in a general standpoint, I would say, well, you always do until then you don't win, and then you needed it and you didn't have it. Mm-hmm. So I guess if Green Bay had busted off a huge play in the fourth quarter, took a 17-16 lead, like, then I would have been, well, we did need it early in the game. We did need it in the second and third quarter. But then
if he comes back and gives you the lead where he makes a play, makes plays, that means he did it when it was needed of him.
But I think it's always needed of
him. But in realistic terms,
but I can't expect it. But I don't expect
nobody
it.
Nobody scores every drive. Like, no offense goes down and scores every drive. The Chiefs average like 23 points a game.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So you don't score every drive. You just do it when it's needed. And that's what we have. That's who our quarterback is. That's not acceptable for you.
I just don't. Yeah, I just don't think he's good
I understand
enough.
That. But,
yeah,
but
and I don't
also,
think he played well on Sunday.
But you also don't embrace who he is. In other words, you don't. In other words,
no.
you may say, okay, I have lower expectations, but I'm not celebrating that. Whereas I can look at that and be
yes.
like, QB1 did his thing. Like he went out there and did his thing. And the reason why I say that, because my guy, even though he's better than Jalen, Donovan was a better thrower of the football than Jalen. Donovan had games where we won, where he's threw the, where he 150 yards, 130. The miracle in the Meadowlands 3 or 2, whichever one it was in 03, I think 5 threw for like 54 yards in the entire game. But we won.
Right. The reason I, and people hate when I do this, the reason I compare it feels like the Ben conversation to me is why.
Sure.
It feels like the Simmons conversation in that I go, yes, it's okay now, but it's not gonna be. And yes, we're like, when everyone thought we were winning because of Ben, I thought we were winning in spite of Ben.
Right.
And he did do good things, right? Because what would happen would be, I would say, he needs to shoot the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he needs to get to the line. And somebody would go, you're not appreciating his defense. And I would say, well, I'm aware that he's a good defender, but he's also the point guard. And he's also 6'8", and you know, and the fastest guy on the floor, and he shoots 5 free throws a game, like, and he shoots them at 50%. So my response always is, but yes, and there were people who appreciated what he brought mm-hmm. to the game, because he did bring
celebrate
good
him.
Things.
Celebrate
to the
all
game.
The stuff he does well.
Yeah. Yes, right. He did do good things, but that's where my point was always like, we're gonna need this, like to win at the highest level. Now maybe they will win at the highest level this year without it. It's
but
certainly possible.
And Ben, with the Ben comparison, now the not taking the layup over Trae Young because you're afraid to shoot free throws is a separate entity. I mean, and I can't defend that.
Yep.
That is what it is in the moment. But Ben playing the way that he played was good enough for them to be the number one seed.
Yep.
It was good enough for them to win 50-plus games.
Yep.
What ultimately happened is our star didn't dominate like a star should dominate. The guy who can shoot, the guy who does have the ball, the guy who is our best scorer, like Ben was doing what Ben typically does. Our head coach also blew a 20-something point lead because he can't manage a game. So we all put it on Ben, but ultimately Ben was just being who Ben is.
Well, also he got worse. I mean, also, when you look at that series.
After that, he got worse.
No, even in that series. I mean, Embiid doesn't get enough criticism for that series.
Right.
I agree. That Doc Rivers doesn't get enough criticism for that series. I agree. But when you look at that series, Ben wasn't even taking shots in the second half of games four, five, six, and seven.
He wasn't turning the ball over.
He fell apart. I mean, he fell apart. And I do think there's a little bit of similarity in that when you look at Jalen's overall, I think, production from a passing standpoint, it's gone down from 22 to 23 and then 23 to 24.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is a similarity in that the rest of the league is like, well, we know. Now, here's where I'll give him credit, is that I don't think Jalen will break mentally like Ben broke. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jalen's the kind of guy to sell out his teammates like mm-hmm. Ben did. I don't think Jalen's just in it for the fame and for the money.
Well,
and
I don't even really remember Ben selling out his teammates.
Sure. When he was holding out. I mean,
stuff came afterwards, though. I mean, leading up to that, and after the game, it was Joel the one who said, we all know what happened and why we lost.
Well, right, but I mean, in the months afterwards.
Sure.
I mean,
he was ready to go after they threw him under the bus. He was out of here.
I don't think that would ever happen with Jalen. I think Jalen's makeup as a, I think Jalen's a, here are the things I would say positive. I think he's a competitor. Mm-hmm. I think he is not affected by pressure. I think he is not affected by how people are talking about him. And I think he ultimately wants to be a champion. I don't think Ben had any of those things.
That's fine. I'm not saying he's exactly like Jay. I'm just saying the way, in other words, had they won that series against Atlanta, people would have continued to say, we don't need Ben to do this. And that's why when the Eagles win, people will say, well, I didn't need Jalen. Yes. That's like saying, well, why didn't Ben score 30 points? And they're still winning, but we're looking at his box score saying, well, he didn't shoot a three-pointer. He didn't do this, he do that. But they're winning still 50-something games. And that's where you'll get people to say, well, I don't need him to do that if we're winning this way.
Right. But my argument was always, we're never going to win at the top. We're never going to win in the biggest of games with him being who he was at that point.
Sure.
Was my thing.
Sure.
And I think the difference with all those positives to Jalen is that I don't think there's anybody else on this team most likely that if they don't succeed, we have Joel to point to mm-hmm. with the Hawks series and that is fair, 100% fair. I doubt that there's another player on this team that we're going to point to and say, well, that guy's not good, like didn't come through.
It could happen. No, you're right. It all depends on what Jalen, and I've said this, he's going to get criticized if they lose and that's his box score.
100%.
Like, he's going to get criticized.
Yes.
But as long as they win, people won't care what his stats are.
I agree with you.
People won't care what his stats are. And that's kind of where I've just gotten to that point where I'm like, his numbers aren't going to look great regardless of how much I like him. Yeah.
Yeah. But if we win, he doesn't turn the ball.
And I hear that. I just think they were fortunate on Sunday.
They dominated that team.
They did, but it was still a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. Like, I think they should have won by more. That's more my point. On Sunday.
What would have satisfied you?
On Sunday?
Yeah, as far as the score. Now, you're in the playoffs against a good Green Bay Packers team.
But also turned the ball over four times.
They created the turnovers, though, Jack.
I know. So they should have scored more than 22 points.
Okay, I'm just saying what, but they still dominated the game.
I know they dominated the game, but they've dominated games also throughout the year that have ended up closer than they needed to be.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
We got shady, so I want to make sure.
No.
I don't want to cut off. It's a good discussion.
I'm good.
All right. LeSean McCoy.
It's like Seth says, man, they got to appreciate the wins.
Oh.
Not that you're ungrateful.
Okay. All right.
Not saying that.
Yes.
Don't need nobody call me up.
Yeah.
Need Chuck.
Chuck.
I'm just saying.
Chuck, 215.
Appreciate the wins.
592. All right. LeSean McCoy joins us next. One of the greatest Eagles of all time. Also on the faculty or is it the facility?
Facility.
And I couldn't remember which one it was. Why would it be the faculty? The faculty was a movie about teachers and aliens.
I was going to say that sounds like a teacher.
Yeah,
movie.
All right. Shady joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.